Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn to two or three scriptures and open Psalm 139 again. Of course, it's so important. Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. And then we're going to turn to 3 John 2. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and find 3 John. You go ahead and find it too, and we'll go to both of them. I'll read one, then we'll go to the other one. And for this is a lesson or insight that the Lord wants to have during these times. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to do all he wants me to do. You want to do all he wants you to do? Then Psalm 139, I want you to pay close attention to soul, S-O-U-L, realizing that your soul and your heart are the same. Realizing that your soul, your heart, and your inner man are the same. When the Bible talks about your heart, when the Bible talks about your inner man, when the Bible talks about your soul, it's not talking about your spirit. All right? Your spirit is actually your innermost being. And your spirit cannot have fear. Your spirit can't fail. And so Satan get in on us in worry and fear through our soul. Your soul consists of your mind, your emotion, and your will. It's not born again. It's not born again. And so here in Psalm 139, verse 14, he says, the psalmist says, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. That's a beautiful statement, isn't it?
Amen.
But then he makes this statement at the end of that verse, and that my soul knows right well. Say that with me. And that
my soul knows right well.
Yeah, see, that's very important. That you are the trainer of your soul. God can't train your soul. You got to train it. All right? Now, in 3 John, another familiar verse, the second verse, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. You see that? Notice soul was in both of those verses. All right? Now, turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 2 for a backup plan. You might want to write in your note, knowing the power of developing a strong soul. Knowing the power of developing a strong soul. The average Christian know nothing about this. Very little teaching or preaching or ministering has been done about the position of the soul. And I want to say something to you that the Holy Spirit told me, and it will change your life tonight. Your soul is a transfer switch. Your soul operates like an electrical transformer. The transformer itself does not carry the power, but the electricity that go in the transformer brings the power into it. When your soul is not activated properly, the power can't go through.
Yes,
to your body, to your life, to your lifestyle, to your situation. If your soul is not trained, if it's not strong, it's wounded. And we have to get your soul clean.
Yes, sir.
And get your soul strong.
Yes, sir.
So you can handle it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So knowing the power of developing a strong soul. Now notice in Romans 12:2 gives us the format of keep working on our soul to get stronger and stronger. When your soul is not strong, you can't please God, even though you're his child, but yet you have your soul is blocking things out. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed. You see that word conform? See, most Christian souls are conformed to the world because they don't know how to operate in a soul of transformation. Here we go. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Those two words, conform, situation come up. And I'm going to give a lot of situation in a few months. Matter of fact, I'm going to give some now. All fear, worry, doubt, double-mindedness, failure, sickness, poverty, and wounds come through an undeveloped soul. So in your lifetime as a Christian, everything you've been dealing with, you weren't really dealing with your spirit. You're dealing with a soul that is wounded, a soul that is not clean. And we're not talking about practicing no sin. We're talking about every day you're going to have to train your soul, renew your soul with the word of God. Now, if we're talking about I can get rid of fear, worry, doubt, double-mindedness, failure, sickness, poverty, and wound through a developed soul, that's all. That's see, Satan cannot attack you no more than one way, through your soul. So look at John 10:10. You're familiar with the verse, but let's deal with it from a soul perspective. John 10:10, from a soul perspective. The thief, that is right there. High stealing. High stealing. Through your soul. See, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come. So there is your I am identity. You the same thing God is. But he steals through your soul. So every sickness you have, every double minded that you have, don't know how to handle a situation, that's Satan stealing from you through your soul. Now listen very carefully. You never heard this statement. Because I never heard it. There's a burning bush on the inside of you. Don't let your soul keep smothering the fire of wisdom that is in the bush. There's a burning bush. You know Moses saw a burning bush, right? But the Lord told me to tell you, you have a burning bush on the inside of you saying, I am that I am.
Amen. Amen.
But your soul smothering the fire from the bush if you don't know how to deal with it. There's a burning bush on the inside of you. Don't let your soul keep smothering the fire of wisdom that is in the bush. The fire of wisdom. Isn't that something? I never heard. The fire. In other words, it's a burning wisdom that's on the inside of you. Listen. Now, what has been blocking your suddenly, straightway, and your immediately? Wounds in your soul, gossip, unforgiveness, anger. You get angry quick. Some of y'all get angry quick. You get angry quick. That's wounds in your soul. You ain't talking to me. You know, that's wounds in your soul. So it's blocking your suddenly, your straightway, your immediate wounds in your soul. The Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit and you will straighten this out now.
Yes.
Oh!
Amen.
You heard me?
Yes.
Yeah, since you know now how to yield to him and cooperate with him, your soul to cooperate with your spirit, y'all can straighten it out.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit and you will straighten it out now. What's blocking your healing and health? What is blocking your wealth? What is blocking your happiness? Is your untrained soul.
Amen.
See, untrained soul.
Untrained soul.
I know some of y'all think it's trained, but it's not trained because it got to be trained every day. sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. You follow me? Yeah, you can't read the scripture on Sunday and say, my soul, I want to be good the next Sunday. No, baby, you're going to be in trouble. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, your soul, if you don't work on that soul, get it renewed, bring it back in place. Train your soul to expect, respect, and expect great things. The 3 scriptures we read dealing with the soul give us an insight of how much our soul produces when it's properly connected to our spirit. Now I'm going to ask you this question. This principle is the first principle I'm going to give you to work with is, do your soul knows about your I am identity? Can't unless you train it by renewing it. Romans 12:2, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Do your soul knows about your I am identity? Turn to Galatians 2:20. Your I am identity. Your soul has to be taught your I am identity. I'm crucified with Christ. There it is. I'm not the beginning of all this argument, fighting, and fussing. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Whoa, look what it said next. What did it say next? Some of y'all almost said, yet not I. But Christ. Woo, Jesus. But Christ lives in me. Say it, but Christ lives in me. So I can't be acting on fool. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Then the next verse said, I would not frustrate the grace of God. So, your soul must know your I am identity. Or your soul going to give you a failing identity. He's going to give you a substitute. Are you following me? Yeah, your thoughts, your emotion, and your will. Now, here's the danger. Your soul can take orders from Jesus, and your soul can take orders from the devil. It can take inside orders or outside orders. When you don't know how important it is, it's constantly taking outside orders, and you praying in tongue 3 hours a day and don't know why you can't make a move. Are you following me? Yeah, yes. See, you don't have no spirit problem. Your spirit is the divine nature. Your spirit is trying to transfer from the Holy Spirit into your soul what God is saying to you. Your I am identity. I'm a child of God. I'm born of the Spirit of God. I'm led by the Spirit. You have to transfer that to your mind and to your emotion and to the situation just hit you just now. Turn to Philippians 3:10. You must constantly pass resurrection power through your soul. Resurrection power can go through your mind, can go through your emotion, can go through your will, can go through your reasoning, can go through your imagination. Resurrection power. If you send it there, that soul is a transfer switch. It take it to your body, it take it to your life, and then all heaven show up. Listen to me. Resurrection power passing through your soul. Don't tell me it can't be done, because I've read Ephesians 3 already. I read Ephesians 1. I prayed those two prayers on my knees. I prayed them on my knees today. Ephesians 1, and back in my chamber side of my office here, I got on my knees. I got a pillow on the floor, Bible open. I prayed those prayers. The third prayer in the third chapter is telling you how important your soul is. Your soul must become a love station. See, when the Bible talks about your heart, it's talking about your soul. You must constantly pass resurrection power through your soul. Notice what it says there in that verse, that I may know him. See that? And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. So from this night forward, you're going to know I have resurrection power passing through my soul by my permission.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory.
If the devil don't want you to know something, this stuff here, he don't want you to know it. Romans 12:2 is plainly saying this. Go back to Romans 12:2, but it's saying this. There's a few things I'm going to say about this. See, I'm going to say it more clearly now. You must keep authority over your soul. What I say? And you're not going to be able to do that. The only way you're going to be able to do that is by the mercies of God. Romans 12:2. Your soul is a transfer switch that can transfer the will of God or the will of Satan. It can transfer confirmation. It can transfer conforming, or it can transfer transforming. Good God Almighty. And I can tell you, my brother and sister, most of our time, our soul is conforming.
Yes. Yes.
That's why he wanted me to teach you, not only tonight, I got to keep teaching this over and over for a while until we get them switches straight.
Yes. Yes,
your joy, your peace can so easily be disturbed if your soul not trained. Any little thing come up, you get riled up. And you're supposed to have peace. You're supposed to have peace. Psalm 142, verse 7, and listen to this statement. A wounded soul live in prison. Is your soul in prison? Turn there. Is your soul? The man said, my soul in prison. Get me out of here. Is my soul in prison? Am I upset all the time? Am I angry? Am I gossiping? Your soul in prison? Satan just clapping his hand. Come on, I got, because he gave him the right to come in there. He brings sickness, disease, poverty, lack, money lack, all kind of stuff. Because your soul in prison. What? Yeah, I mean, it said that. What did he say about the first part of that voice? Oh, he's not talking to you, though. He ain't talking to you. Your soul never been in prison. You a liar. Your soul been in prison. Everybody under the sound of my voice, your soul been in prison.
Yes,
in one time or another.
Yes, sir.
Especially if you don't know. You don't know this, you see. That voice planted, this man said, bring my soul out of prison. You know what prison is, right? That I may praise down there. Uh-oh. If my soul in prison, I can't really praise him. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. By the way, when your soul is out of prison, you can praise God, and God can deal bountifully with you.
Yes.
I tell you right now, some of y'all are going to move position. If you're listening, some of y'all are going to move position tonight. There's some things you may have tried to accomplish. After tonight, you're going right on into it. See, because you're going to put that soul in place. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So a wounded soul live in prison. Now, this next point, after reading the Bible for 30, 40 years, I never saw this, but I want you to see how beautiful it is in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know it said that, right? He makes me lie down in green pasture, right?
Yeah.
Turn to it. He leads me beside the still waters, right? But before he could lead you into the paths of righteousness, something had to happen. You see it?
Yeah.
Who see it? He leads you beside the still water. He leads you in green pastures. But before you can go down the path in that third verse, I think it is.
Yes,
is the third verse?
Yes, sir.
Before you can go down there, he says first, he restores my soul.
Yes, sir.
In other words, there are some paths that God can lead you unless your soul is restored.
Yes,
there are some prayers being answered up in here tonight. There are some things you may have been trying to accomplish, but you have to go back now and check, what position is my soul in?
Yes.
When the last time you got angry? Upset? That's how Satan put them wounds in your soul. See? You know what happened when you led in the path of righteousness? I guess the Lord just turn to Psalm 112. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
When you led properly in the path of righteousness, turn to Psalm 112 and read the first three verses. Shh. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Go ahead. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. You see that? Go to the third verse. Well, in riches, your wealth and your riches are blocked through your soul.
That's true.
God been trying to get some stuff to you.
Yes,
stuff you didn't even ask for, just because you're his child.
Amen.
I dealt with $1 million transition this morning, and I didn't know what to do. And I said, Lord, if you don't speak, I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
He told me exactly what to do.
Amen.
You know why? My soul free.
Yes.
There's so many things that God wants you to do for him. There's so many things God wants you to show for him. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
But I tell you, I believe you're good people. Everybody in the sound of my voice, I believe you're good people. But good people is not good enough.
Amen.
There's some things called katalamenshiko. There's some things we have to know, child.
Yes.
You, each person in the sound of my voice, all over the world, you've been having soul problems. And it's eating your blessing up. So I'll write this down. It's time to keep permitting God to restore my soul. Lord, restore my soul. Day by day. Thought by thought. Hallelujah. Receiving revelations about Jesus and activating them will produce rest for your soul. Receiving, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. Receiving revelation about Jesus and activating them will produce rest for your soul. Now watch what he says in the 27th verse. I used to read the 28th verse, but one day I was reading, he said, no, you need to look at the 27th verse, because you've got to have revelation to go to the 28th verse. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever, what? The Son will reveal him. Say it, the Son will reveal him. Now go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Hold up. You can't come to him if your soul is stopped up. The revelation is from the Holy Spirit to your spirit, then it's supposed to go through your soul, then to your senses, then to your situation. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, wounded soul, that's right there. It's right there. Labor and heavy laden. Yeah. But he said, I'll give you rest. What did he say next? 29th verse. What did he say? Watch what he said. Take what? Learn of me. Now, look what he said. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, lowly in soul. I'm not high-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your soul is the thing that make you high-minded. And you shall find rest unto your soul. See it? Now remember what we're talking about. Remember, go back a bit. Knowing the power of developing a strong soul. Rest. Come unto me, all you that labor. Laboring. What causes a Christian to labor? What caused us to have to be praying about something going on every day? Sometimes I go years without praying about trouble. Yes, some people praying every day, Lord, help me. The Lord said, I already didn't help you. Get up with your crazy self and let me show you what to do. I very seldom. Now, I cover my family when I pray to them. I cover you all and I cover my staff. When I pray to them, I cover LTMA, cover all my partners. When I pray, I cover them. But just praying and asking God about a whole lot of stuff, straighten this out, straighten that out, you don't have to do it. You're supposed to be praying for other people. But everybody praying for themselves. Lord, help me. Joe and Jack. You get to a point where God answers you before you ask him. He want to bless you. But see, that soul block you. You see, oh man, receiving revelation about Jesus and activating him will produce rest for your soul. You want a rest, a restored soul and a resting soul. A restored mind and a resting mind. A restored emotion and resting emotion. Are you following me? He gets you through your emotion. Are you listening to me? So look at, I want you to take Matthew 11:27 and read it over and over again. He asks you to be yoked up with him. Get your soul yoked up with him. You ought to wear a soul yoke. Yeah, I like that. Wear a soul yoke from heaven. So your soul won't get out. You know what they put a yoke on a car for, right? So it can't get out the fence. So you won't get out your power zone. And don't let that little thing happen, because Satan sent trap for your soul. Trap. Write that down. Trap for my soul, and not gonna trap me no more. Trap for your soul. Tomorrow, when something goes wrong, I want you to hear me hollering at you, shut up. Stop getting upset. Go on the other side. Shut your mouth. Shut your mind.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to scream. Yeah, you're going to get upset. I'm going to scream. Shut up. Stop wasting my time. You've been taught better than that. Don't let things upset you. It's your soul giving you that trouble. You're a lover. You're a good person. But your soul keeps tripping and trapping you. Don't let it happen no more. Let joy rise in your heart. And let peace be in your heart. You can't change everybody. You understand? You can't change everybody. And some people just need to be loved. They don't know. know what you know.
Yes.
So they gonna act up.
Yes.
Why you gonna act up with them?
Yes.
Rest yourself, child.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to give you this. Yeah, is the master prayer for your soul power. What I said? Pray it sometime. Get on your knees. Open the Bible and pray this prayer. Ephesians 3. Here's the, it's a master, masterpiece. Because you know what? You have to operate. I like this. Watch what I'm about to say. You have to operate in a soul that is flooded with the love of God. Man, your mind, my mind is flooded with the love of God. Say it.
My emotion.
I got to keep it flooded with the love of God. My will. I have to keep it flooded with the love of God. My imagination. I got to keep it flooded with the love of God. And only you can keep it flooded. This prayer here is about flooding your soul with the love of God. This prayer here, if you pray this prayer here, your soul gonna be flooded with the depth, the height, the width of God's love, all four areas.
Amen.
That's what this prayer is about. The apostle teaching so strong. He give a prayer in chapter 1. He give a prayer in chapter 3, Ephesians. Give a prayer in chapter 6. It's so strong, he know, because here we're dealing with Ephesians 1:3 now. Look at it. Peep there before we go come back to the prayer. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Huh? So when the transfer is trying to be made, there are going to have to be a transformation in you. Are you following me?
Yes.
You see, now watch, I'm going to make a statement that's going to rock religious boat. You thought prayer can do everything. You thought if you pray in tongue 2 hours, you got it. No, not when your soul not right. Are you following me? Now, I'm telling you, body Christ, this is a moment in our lives.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That we're going to take control of this pandemic.
Amen.
It's been, this pandemic is not going to shake us up because it's a soul shaking.
Yes, sir.
And when your soul is shook up, your body shake up.
Yes.
You're supposed to be covering your body with strength.
Yes, sir.
A word from the Lord.
Yes.
See, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. You can hear the scripture, but if your soul not intact, you're not ready for it. Now, in this prayer, in Ephesians 3, first thing is, verse 14, we stop doing that. We stand up. Eat while we're praying. Drinking while we're praying. You got to focus when you pray. On Him. You have to pause when you pray. Don't you do all the talking. And you got to sometime get on your knees. I don't care if this modern society say you need to get on your knees. I don't care if they hurt. Get on them. That's why they hurt and you never used them. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It said bow. It said what? Bow. Church don't bow much no more. Church all around the altar doing this. See? Get on your knees. Get on your knees and pray this prayer and I watch what happened to your life. for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, verse 16, you with me? Watch it. According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes, sir.
In it, thank you. In the soul. So let me read it again. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
That Christ may dwell, hear it again now. Look at it. That Christ may dwell in your by faith. That ye being what? Woo! What else? So some things that God been trying to get to you, you couldn't comprehend it. But after the night,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There are some things you've been believing for. Look like it was going to never manifest. Once you bring that soul under control,
yes, sir.
The fountain of glory going to open over your life. You a child of God. Say, I'm a child of God.
I have a divine right
to everything the Word of God says. And I'm through waiting. I listen to the prophet. He says, we're in the season of suddenly. I prophesied over you tonight. You're in the season of suddenly. I mean, when everybody confused, doors going to start open for you like never been opened before. You're going to know how to go through the door. What I say? You're going to know how to go through the door. Not only doors. I hear the Spirit of God say, not only doors going to be open, but he said floors going to start open for you like never before. When everybody thinks it's going down, you're going to be going up. Because you're getting a hold of an understanding of how to bring your soul under subjection. Your spirit ready. The Holy Ghost ready. The Word of God ready. The kingdom of God ready. Jesus ready.
Yes, sir.
The angels are ready. They're waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
I can promise you a lot of things that's supposed to be happening in your life is because your soul been holding them out. Thank God my soul out of prison.
Thank God my soul out of prison.
And look, listen. Almost every day you got to get your soul out of prison.
Yes.
If you don't watch your soul, it go in prison tomorrow. It go in prison Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But when you're aware of this type of, and I told you it wasn't just teaching, because the soul has, we have to prophetically deal with it now because it's been smothered so long. Now, by just teaching on faith, just teaching on praying in tongue, and all of that got to be taught. Don't get me wrong. But that soul, why would the Bible say the man's soul was in prison?
Yeah.
Why Jesus would tell you, come take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. I mean, why would he tell me find rest if there's no unrest? Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You follow that?
Yes,
now somebody said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about your mind, your emotion, your will. That's what your soul made of. That's why Romans 12:2 actually talking about your soul. Okay. The church, sit down. Verse 17, that Christ might dwell in your hearts about faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, your soul, you see, may be able to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is a soul prayer. So if this prayer is by my soul flooded with the love of God, let my soul continue to be flooded with the love of God. Remember when that lawyer questioned Jesus? What's the greatest? You love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then he says, on this hang all the laws and the prophet. So in other words, your soul can keep you from functioning in the laws of God. there is a prophetical move God won't make in your life. You personally.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Both for the kingdom and for you. But he could not make it. He cannot make it in the body of Christ because there are soul wounds that is blocking the power of God. Shedding a soul wound. Listen, children, let me tell you how important it is. That's shedding the Holy Ghost down in your life. What? Satan shuts the Holy Ghost down in your life through your soul. If you don't have this, if you don't know the inner man, the heart, and the soul, all are one. Very little teaching on this. Here he says, now, you got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Now, you can dance in Ephesians 3:20. Now you can go there. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now look. According to the power that worketh in us. I wonder, what are you talking about that power working in us? Your soul? You can call the spirit all you want. But from the time it got on his knees till you got on his knees thanking God for you, it's praying about your soul. Because that's where your problem. Your spirit ready. Can you see it? He restores my soul. So what? He can do what? Lead me in the path of righteousness. In the path of righteousness are all my redemptive blessings from the cross.
Amen.
The cross produced that path of righteousness, the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, sending back the Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That 9 out of 10 Christians don't know nothing about this. Because they're soul. Not that they're bad people. See, bad and ignorance are two different things.
Right. Yeah.
And it's from the pulpit. Many years I went, I ain't told them I couldn't teach nothing about no soul. I ain't know nothing about no soul. I thought, what a man, prophet a man to gain the world and lose his soul. I thought he was just talking about going to hell and heaven, you know. But down here, if your soul is wounded, you lost it.
Yes, sir.
And you can't function like you should. Oh, mercy and grace, God love you, but I'm talking about going on in. What? I'm talking about stepping on in your power, in the glory, in the presence of God. You understand? Stepping in. Listen, children, having some joy, having some happiness, having some peace. Not always a mess, not always trying to get something together. Just some days don't have to do nothing but just praise the Lord.
Yes.
How about it? How many of y'all like that?
Yes.
You know, I don't worry about nothing. I mean, Lord, I ain't come for nothing. I just come to tell you you're a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You've been so good to me. And I'm not talking about no fake praise. I'm talking about the God just pouring out blessing on you left and right. I got sick, but I got healed.
Yes.
I ain't worried about no government. I ain't worried about no law. I ain't worried about nothing. I got my hand in your hand.
Yeah.
See, when your soul is set free, the whole thing is set free.
Yeah.
No more worry. No more fear. No more question. No more why. Write this statement down. Fueling, like putting fuel in a gas tank. Fueling your soul with resurrection power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that prayer is about. Fueling your soul with resurrection power. Say that. Fueling my soul. Say it again.
Fueling my soul with resurrection power.
Now, Love is a fuel. In the spirit world, the greatest fuel is love, and resurrection power come in. Now, when you read, we read Psalm 139, verse 14. Go back there quickly, because I'm going to make a statement. I want you to write it down. I got a word for you, too. The word of the Lord came to me in this verse. It's not the word I got for you, but I'm going to give it to you. Saying your soul need direction. That is the protection.
Yes.
Other words, direction to your soul is your protection. Now look at Psalm 139, verse 14. My soul knows right well. No, he said, my soul is stupid. My soul is walking in the dark. I talked about somebody yesterday and never asked God to forgive me. I just get in conversation. People bring you up in conversation, you know, just start talking, and you find yourself in the middle of a trap. I don't find myself in traps so many times, and the Holy Spirit says, shut up. Then I go off and repent. Just people just start talking, you say, yeah, that's right. Why y'all look so innocent? I see y'all on TV too. I see y'all, why y'all looking so innocent? Yeah, I'm so sorry for a possum. No, don't be sorry for a possum. I'm talking about you too. How many of y'all ever been trapped in a conversation? Just open your mouth, you got all up in it. How many of y'all ever thought something about somebody and found out it wasn't true? How many of y'all said something about somebody and found out it wasn't true? Yeah, oh yeah, thank y'all for being right. Thank you. Amen. May God bless you all. All right, I'm going to give you the word now. And I've got two more points to give you, three more points. Here's what the Lord said to me to say to you. I'm not in a hurry when I tell you to hush, for you're about to step into my thrust. Things will begin to happen in your favor suddenly, immediately, and straightway. You are ready to step into my signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. So don't be afraid to live the rest of your life without limit. No more limits. No, say it, no more limits. Say it one more time.
No more.
See, because you're getting your soul clean. See, any limit that a believer has in their life is Satan, the thief, have robbed them through their soul. So now, God is designing you to live an unlimited life. And don't be concerned. Don't let them soul wound about how your family lives and all that, and grandpa and all that. We ain't talking to grandpa now. You are designed to live a life with no limit. If you ever go to a church and they put some limit on you, put two fingers up. That's what we used to do in the Baptist church. I'm not going to the restroom. I'm going home. No more limit. So these three things now, I want you to do this. You must daily exercise your soul properly. That means exercising your thinking. Oh, here's the next one. Emotion. Oh, Jesus. Emotion. Somebody rub you wrong. Emotion. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Huh? Any of y'all emotion? Y'all get emotionally sometimes? Huh? You ain't got to be married. You're getting mad with the dog, the cat, getting mad with the pot because they didn't cook right. Satan pulls his trigger of defeat through your soul. If you let him. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Satan pulls his triggers, plural, of defeats, plural, through your soul if you let him. And the Lord said, tell him, know the secret of filling your soul with love on a daily basis. Stand up. Let's pray a prayer. Let's pray a prayer to help our soul. Lord Jesus, I believe that even now you are healing me of every wound in my soul that is driving me to sin, that is determining who I am and controlling what I say. I believe every wound that is causing my emotions to be unbalanced is being healed. I decree that you are healing every wound in me that is ruining my relationship, sabotaging my finances, making me physically sick. Oh my goodness. I got a few more things, but you heard what he said?
Yes.
Let me go back over there. Listen. I decree you are healing every wound that is ruining my relationship, sabotaging my finances, making me physically sick. What an insight God has given us. Now, you all going to know how. I'm going to come back. I got to teach my dad would teach a lesson over and over again. I'm coming back with this. I'm coming back to teach some more. So we're going to pick up now. We're going to say that over.
I decree
that you're healing every wound in me
that is ruining
my relationships,
sabotaging
my finances,
making me physically sick,
and even
opening
me up
to demonic
attacks. Getting rid of that tonight, right?
I also believe
that any long-term illnesses
I've been suffering from
are going to finally be healed
as you prosper me in health,
even as my soul prospers.
I thank you, Lord,
for the amazing victory
you're bringing
me now.
In Jesus' name,
I pray.
Amen.
Now that prayer will be on the tape.
I mean, what you get it some kind of way.
Pray it over your life.
Because all this stuff,
physical sickness come through your soul.
Financial problem
come through your soul.
That's why he said, beloved, I wish you more than your prosper and be in health,
even as your soul prosper.
Then we talk about how magnificent your body is a physician,
and that if you give it the right nutrition and the right exercise,
that your body will heal itself.
Now, I'll give you a secret.
I ate at 5:30. This afternoon,
more eating nothing else.
Not tonight.
Give my body a rest.
Try it sometime.
You'll lack it. You'll sleep better.
You go to
bed with a belly full at
8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock, you just eating,
and then you get in the bed.
I'm going to come back and teach on health some more.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now I can tell you can eat a little chicken now. See, I'm getting more insight on salmon, fish. I'll tell you some things I'm eating now. But I had to study real clear. You got so many voices out there, you got to make sure. But I got a lot of testimonies of people from out of state whose lives have changed, lost hundreds of pounds. Some people's lives was extended. They're still living because of some of the messages we did right here in this pulpit.
God was just preparing us for this time.
When you eat right, you got a strong immune system.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
And it was a lot of members of this church followed the program. They didn't, nobody perfect, but they followed and they changed their lives. And because of that, they're stronger now.
Yes,
and I want y'all to pay attention to that. I'm telling y'all, you're going to lead along. I don't care how good it is. You know what a man said? Man said they got a laboratory that they create appetites in it. And they got experts in there who know how to program this fast food to keep you coming back. In a lab. They got different appetites in a lab. And they shoot something in it. And the appetite get excited.
So they shoot it in his dove. Y'all can't just keep eating that junk. Talking about the ministry failed. Your mouth failed. I got y'all ready. I got y'all ready for this. I've been teaching it for 2 or 3 years. I got y'all ready. Health-wise, I got you ready financially-wise. Oh, yeah, I've been telling you.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said there's no condemnation to them who walk in the spirit, not after the flesh. So don't be condemned. Be convinced that I got to make some changes. Make some changes. I don't know why I'm stuck here right now. Make some changes. Look at that girl there. This girl right there. I saw that girl. I said, surprise. Girl done dropped his weight, man. I said, glory to God. You can do it. You can do it. I mean, if you stop eating all the other stuff, you finally going to have some showmanship. You know, you can tell me, I'm eating right. I said, okay. Y'all going to live long and strong, right?
Yes,
now, we're in the last days. A lot of things going to start happening. We're not going to be afraid. That's why I got to train your soul. So I'll come back Sunday and train you from another aspect about your soul. Yeah, the power of a soul that is flooded with love.
Yes,
you get tripped every time. Every time somebody make you angry, every time you step out of the way, you just stepped out of love. How many of y'all ever stepped out of love? Man, constantly things pull you out of love. You see something on TV, it makes you step out of love. Now look at that. But that's supposed to, they're supposed to control your soul with that. Got a lot of good white folks love God. A lot of good Chinese love God. We just got, I know we were done wrong. God dug it, don't stay in the wrong. You're free now.
Amen.
God got you out. The children of Israel, they was in bondage, but they got free. They kept talking about Egypt. You're in the promised land now.
Yes.
Nobody can hold you back. They can set all kinds of traps. You get that spirit, soul, and body in alignment, partner, you can't be stopped. This church tell you that?
Yes.
We come right now and got 600 acres of land. God give it to us. We're on all the land over there, all the land under, all the land behind us, land down the street in 2 or 3 places. God just give it to us. I don't know what he want to do with it. I passed that praying 4 or 5 years ago. I said, Lord, what you want me to do with this land? He said, land ain't my plan. But they want to build a casino over here. Can't build it now. They got to come to Word of Life. Garbage dump, it's gone. Nobody can't build nothing crazy on the side of us. We own that. Somebody come build a barroom beside you. See? But the church is an example of what God want to do in your life. And these various teachings you're getting, get a hold of them, man. Walk in it. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. Praise God.